praise waits for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your path drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Everlasting God of all righteousness and grace, as our nation celebrates this Independence Weekend, remind us of our total dependence on you. We look to you for your wisdom and mercy that is so needed during the challenges this world is facing. On this holy day, we ask that you would keep this nation and all nations under your special care. May we be a nation which is a godly example and a blessing to others in this world. Grant us leaders that have wisdom and courage, that they would be during this time, a time of justice in our land. Father, we lift up to you all those who have served in armed forces, both past and present. We lift up those brave men and women who risked their lives for their country. Strengthen those who carry the wounds of war, visible and invisible. Grant them comfort in all their anxieties. Lord, keep us grounded, not in our own strength, but in yours, ever relying on the promise that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Father, as we lift up our petitions for your people, we thank you for the gift of prayer, the freedom and the honor to bring our desires before our Lord and our King. We ask for your compassion to be with the McGoverns and the Rapps as they tend to the failing health of Helen and Norman. We pray for the elderly in our church who are suffering through illnesses and anxieties during this pandemic. Continue to be their strength and refuge during these trying times. Place your healing touch upon Helen as she recovers from her eye surgery. Be with Kristen Russell as she mourns the loss of her dear friend Becky. We lift up our pastor and ask that you would bring peace, strength, and healing to his unknown pains. Our family at Oakwood is truly grateful for all the many things he does for us. Bless his family and guide his every step as he faithfully seeks to do your will. And Lord, Lord, we thank you for our brother Terry and his bringing us your holy word this morning. Thank you for his studies and his preparations, and continue to bless him and Cianne in their commitment to your work. Gracious Father, we humbly lift up all these prayers in the precious and holy name of Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give praise and thanks to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Opportunity here to forsake that dry cistern that we know of or think of and are deceived in as our own dry cistern of goodness, and to have it replaced and filled with the true goodness of Jesus Christ. The same night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the bread of life. The bread of life is your Son, Jesus, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
own provision, that dry cistern of our own goodness. Cast it aside and let us be filled with the goodness of Jesus Christ. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Submission to what he has done, and it is in receipt of the charge to be the priesthood of all believers here in this world. And so let us gladly partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
God's a thy son.
Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.